You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on February 15th, 2026. My deepest condolences to the victims of the latest Tumble Ridge tragedy. Welcome to episode 6 of the Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leaves hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition, if the time permits. First up is Annika's Abyss with Out of the Shadows. That was Out of the Shadows from Annika's Abyss. Next up is Matt Anderson's The Hammer and the Rose. Here is The Cobbler, Good for My Soul. Thank you. I would like to comment on SFU Athletics at this time. On February 9th, the Red Leafs men's golf team started in the CSU San Marcos Fujikura Invitational at Shadow Ridge Golf Course in San Marcos, California, where the tee times were 8:30, where the tee times were at 8:30 a.m. Also on February 9th, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference awarded Players of the Week between February 2nd and 8th, where two SFU track and field athletes were honored. Emma Conan won the Women's Track Athlete of the Week as she broke two JUNAC records in the Wolfpack Classic, first winning the women's 200 meters at 23.19 on February 6th, breaking the record set by former Red Leaf Mariella LeClaire in 2024, who ran in at 23.39, and becoming the first JUNAC athlete to run 400 meters in under 53 seconds at 52.59 per second on February 7th, breaking her own previous conference record at 53.56 earlier this winter. Nathan Roth won the Men's Field Athlete of the Week as he leaped 7.18 meters in the men's long jump for third among a field of 40 competitors on February 6th in the Nevada Wolf Classic. Furthermore, on February 9th, Emma Conant won the NCAA Division National Track Athlete of the Week from the U.S. Track and Field Cross Country Coaches Association. On February 10th, when the SFU Athletics website featured Marcus Mack, who is currently a redshirt senior, an aspiring coach, and an Olympic hopeful. Mack, an All-American athlete in sprints and medley, started competitive swimming as an 8-year-old with his older sister, chose SFU after a visit in his senior year of high school, where he met the coach, Damon Tessera, and a supportive vibe within the SFU Athletics. In his first 3 years, Marcus Mack earned the Lauren Davis Individual Athlete of the Year twice, All-American in two different events in 2 years, while consistently improving his GPA, as he is currently taking a redshirt season to train with teammates and competes in exhibitions to prepare for his final season, after which he is gunning for the 2028 Olympic trials. Outside of swimming, Marcus Mack is a communications major with a minor in education, as his dream job is being an NCAA coach. Two events also took place on February 10th. The Red Leafs golf team completed the two-day CSU San Marcos Fujikura Invitational at Shadow Ridge Golf Course in San Marcos, California, where SFU finished 7th among 13 teams after firing 881 strokes over 3 rounds, led by Dansby Carswell with 3 under par, 213 strokes, a two-way tie for second with Naoki Easterday of Chico State, only behind Liam Weber of CSU SM of 10 under par, 206 strokes. Following Dansby Carswell for the Red Leafs were Justin Bjornson with 5 over par, 221 strokes, a 6-way tie for 27th. Max Corcoran with 6 over par, 222 strokes, a 5-way tie for 33rd. Ben Buchner with 11 over par, 227 strokes for 50th. And Liam Jacks with 20 over par, 236 strokes for 66th. Western Washington won the team crown with 864 strokes in CSU San Marcos Fujikura Invitational at Shadow Ridge Golf Course in San Marcos, California, where SFU finished 7th among 13 teams, after firing 881 strokes over 3 rounds. Later on, the Red Leafs swimming teams started in the 2026 RMAC Swimming and Diving Championships at El Pornar Natatorium of Colorado Mesa University, part of Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, in Grand Junction, Colorado. There were two finals in Day 1 on February 10th, women's and men's 800 freestyle relay, both of which started on or after 5 p.m. Pacific, where there were A and B finals. In the women's 800 freestyle relay, the top SFU team were the quartet of Alyssa Whitmore, Delray Vetter, Jessica Dragici, and Abby Andrews, as he charged in at 724.66 per second, only behind Colorado Mesa at 718.27 among 16 teams. I believe A finals were 6 teams. In the men's 800 freestyle relay, the top red leaves were the quartet of Lucas Buck, Lucas Tomic, Owen Nicholson, and Eva Velasic, as they clocked in at 640.59 for third among 11 teams, with A finals featuring 6 teams, I believe. On February 11th, both SFU swimming teams resumed in the 2026 RMAC Swimming and Diving Championships, where the distances were generally in yards, times in minutes and seconds. While preliminaries started at 9 a.m., parts of both 1,000 freestyle also started in the morning. Time trials occurred from 11 a.m., and both 1,000 freestyles ended during the evening, where events started at 4:30 p.m. Pacific. I will mention the top 8 results for the Red Leafs. The cutoff in preliminaries for most A-finals events. In the men's 200 backstroke time trial, Wilbur Rockman Uding clocked in at 152.24 as the only contestant. In the women's 1000, Kara Kennedy earned a runner-up at 10:13.95, only behind Olivia Hansen of Colorado Mesa at 10:09.01, followed by Abby Andrews at 10:22.76 for fourth, and Delroy Vitter at 10:23.33 for fifth. Owen Nicholson won the men's 1000 at 9:23.91, followed by Luka Tomic at 9:32.88 for 8th. Jessica Dragici earned 4th in the women's 200 individual medley at 2:05.67. Evan Velasic was the runner-up in the men's 200 individual medley at 1:49.29, only behind Ben Vester of Colorado Mesa at 1:48.44. Alyssa Whitmore finished 2nd in the women's 50 freestyle at 23.18. The quartet of Ryan Leslie, Maddie Connell, Elisa Whitmore, Jessica Dragici earned 2nd in the women's 200 medley relay at 1:42.51, only behind Colorado Mesa A quartet at 1:41.21, and the quartet of Lucas Buck, Thomas Pakica, Luka Tomic, Alex Petru earned 3rd in the men's 200 medley relay at 1:30.24. 4 events were on tap for February 12th. Both SFU swimming teams resumed in the 2026 RMAC Swimming and Diving Championships, where distances were generally in yards, times in minutes and seconds. While preliminaries started at 9 a.m., parts of both 400 medley relay also started in the morning and ended in the evening, where finals events started at 4:30 p.m. Pacific. I will mention the top 8 results for the Red Leafs, the cutoff in preliminaries for most A-finals events. Alyssa Whitmore earned 5th in the women's 100 butterfly of 55.63. Jessica Dragici finished 2nd in the women's 400 individual medley at 4:26.32, only behind Anna Bream of Colorado School of Mines at 4:22.02. followed by Abby Andrews at 4:29.07 for 4th. Owen Nicholson earned 5th in the men's 400 individual medley at 4:0.79, followed by Evan Velasic for 6th at 4:01.14. Delroy Vetter finished 6th in the women's 200 freestyle at 1:52.33, followed by Penny Laine for 7th at 1:53.26. Luka Tomic earned 3rd in the men's 200 freestyle at 1:38.4. The quartet of Ryan Leslie, Robin Reed, Chloe McCara, Kara Kennedy earned 6th in the women's 400 medley relay at 3:51.4. And the quartet of Lucas Buck, Thomas Pakica, Luka Tomic, and Evan Velasic finished 3rd in the 400 medley relay at 3:18.57. Also, the quartet of Ryan Leslie, Maddie Connell, Alyssa Whitmore, and Delroy Vetter also competed in the 200 medley relay time trial as they clocked in at 1:41.97 as the only contestants in the event, which took place at 6:30 Pacific or after as part of second trial events. Meanwhile, both SFU basketball teams returned to action on February 12th. First with the men's, as they hosted St. Martin's at West Gym on the Burnaby main campus, where the tip-off was at 7 p.m. and the Red Leafs fell to the Saints, 81-73. St. Martin's were led by Caden Hansen with 32 points, the highest in the game, followed by Diego Trejo Delgado with 21 and Pablo Navarro with 12 among 6 scorers. Meanwhile, SFU were led by Mikhail Malubuyak with 20 points, Zach Stone with 17, Sertaj Bangu with 12, Daniel Augusto with 10, among 6 scorers. Later on, the Red Leafs women's visited Alaska Fairbanks Nanooks at Alaska Airlines Gymnasium in Fairbanks, Alaska, where the tip-off was at 8 p.m. Pacific, and SFU slaughtered Alaska Fairbanks 92-54. The Red Leafs were led by Haley D. Whale with 19 points, Sophie Bergeron with 18, Bree Neufeld with 17, and Rachel Lukes with 14 among 8 scorers. Meanwhile, the Nanooks were led by Tamai Mancuso with 27 points, the highest in the game, and also the only double-digit scorer among 7. Five events were on tap for February 13th. Both SFU swimming teams competed in Day 4 of the 2026 RMAC Swimming and Diving Championships at El Pornar Natatorium of Colorado Mesa University, part of Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference in Grand Junction, Colorado, where distances were generally in yards, with times in minutes and seconds. While preliminaries dominated the morning like other days, as the first event started at 9 a.m. Pacific, parts of women's 200 medley relay also occurred. Trials occurred at 11 a.m. Pacific, and the finals events started at 4:30 Pacific. I will mention the top 8 results for the Red Leafs, the cutoff in preliminaries for most A-finals events. Alex Petru won the men's 50 freestyle time trial at 21.26 among 3 competitors. Kara Kennedy earned second in the women's 500 freestyle at 457.74, only behind Olivia Henson of Colorado Mesa at 453.34, followed by Jessica Dragici at 457.89 for fourth, Delroy Vetter at 501.77 for fifth, Abby Andrews at 503.28 for sixth. Luka Tomic finished second in the men's 500 freestyle at 432.13, only behind Vladis Kazakin of Colorado School of Mines at 431.36, followed by Owen Nicholson at 432.41 for fourth. Ryan Leslie placed seventh in the women's 100 backstroke at 57.32. Lucas Buck earned fourth in the men's 100 backstroke at 48.91. Robin Reed finished fourth in the women's 100 breaststroke at 103.13, followed by Maddie Connell at 104.07 for seventh. Luka Tomic placed sixth in the men's 200 butterfly at 152.82. The quartet of Alisa Whitmore, Maddie Connell, Delroy Vetter, Jessica Dragici earned second in the women's 200 medley relay, which occurred in the morning and evening at 133.99, only behind Oklahoma Christian at 133.97, and the quartet of Alex Petru, Wilbur Rockman Uring, Dominic Kusian, and Owen Nicholson finished 6th in the men's 200 medley relay at 126.58. Meanwhile, both SFU track and field teams started in the 2026 Husky Classic, hosted by University of Washington at Dempsey Indoor in Seattle, Washington, where the first events, men's pole vault, weight throw, and mixed gender club miles, started at 1 p.m., with distances generally in meters, times in minutes and seconds. Only 6 SFU athletes competed, with Rachel Watkins in the women's 3,000. I could be wrong on this one. While the quintet of Braden All, Colton Plummer, Ben Schoening, Zachary Zegel, and Peter Konka did not start in the men's 4,000 distance relay. Later on, SFU men's wrestling competed against Colorado School of Mines at Lock Ridge Arena in Golden, Colorado, where the first match occurred at 5 p.m. Pacific, with the weight classes in pounds. Only 2 Red Leafs won their matches against the Ore Diggers, as Gordon Gibson bested Brandon Cody 15-12 in 157, and Hugh Wheeler over Marcus Carroll via a 17-3 major decision, as SFU fell to Colorado School of Mines 39-7. 5 events were on tap for Valentine's Day 2026. The Red Leaf swimming teams completed the 5-day 2026 RMAC Swimming and Diving Championships at El Pomar Natatorium of Colorado Mesa University in Grand Junction, Colorado, where distances were generally in yards, with times in minutes and seconds. While preliminaries started at 9 a.m. Pacific, parts of the women's 400 and both 1650 freestyles also occurred in the morning. I will mention the top 8 results for SFU, the cutoff and preliminaries for most A-finals events. In the women's 1650 freestyle, Kara Kennedy earned second at 17 63.53, only behind Olivia Henson of Colorado Mesa at 1656.37, followed by Delroy Vetter at 1709.87 for third, Abby Andrews at 1715.01 for fourth, Jessica Dragici at 1736.93 for eighth. Owen Nicholson won the men's 1650 freestyle at 1551.53. Elisa Whitmore earned third in the women's 100 freestyle at 50.6. Ryan Leslie finished third in the women's 200 backstroke at 203.82, followed by Jordan Patrick at 206.82 for fifth. Lucas Bach placed second in the men's 200 backstroke at 146.79, only behind Lucas Samsonov of Colorado Mesa at 146.61. Evan Felicic earned third in the men's 200 breaststroke at 20.27, followed by Thomas Bakika at 201.86 for fourth. The quartet of Alyssa Whitmore, Delroy Vetter, Lina Perry, Maddie Connell finished second in the women's 400 freestyle relay at 329.19, only behind Colorado Mesa at 322.01. And the quartet of Evan Velasic, Lucas Buck, Thomas Bakika, and Alex Petru placed fourth in the men's 400 freestyle relay, as the Red Leafs men earned 487 points for fourth among six teams, while the Red Leafs women earned 1,240 points for third among nine teams in the 2026 RMAC Swimming and Diving Championships hosted by Colorado Mesa at El Pornar Natatorium in Grand Junction, Colorado, where the host Mavericks won both men and women's crowns. Meanwhile, Veronica D was the lone SFU track and field runner competing in the 2026 Husky Classic hosted by University of Washington at Dempsey Indoor in Seattle, Washington, but D didn't start in the women's 800. Both basketball teams were in action during the evening of Valentine's Day 2026. First with the Red Leafs women, who visited the Alaska Anchorage Seawolves at Alaska Airlines Center in Anchorage, Alaska, where the tip-off was at 6:15 Pacific, and SFU were shaded by Alaska Anchorage 83-76. The Red Leafs were led by Haley DeWell with 20 points, followed by Rachel Lukes and Bree Neufeld with 19 points each among seven scorers. Excuse me. Meanwhile, the Seawolves were led by Taylor Searcy with 22 points, the highest in the game, Mahala Harrison with 21, and Lily Duffin with 10 among eight scorers. Later on, the SFU men's basketball capped off Valentine's Day 2026 as they hosted Western Oregon at West Gym on the Burnaby main campus, where the tip-off was at 7 and the Red Leafs slaughtered the Wolves 79-62. Western Oregon were led by Braden Olson with 22 points, the highest in the game, followed by Grady Breer with 11 among 7 scorers. Meanwhile, SFU were led by Zach Stone with 20 points, Sartaj Bangu with 19, and Tate Christensen with 12 among 8 scorers.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Conference records take priority while overall records are used to break conference ties. St. Martin's are first at 11-3 conference, 19-5 overall. Alaska Anchorage, second, 10-4 conference, 18-7 overall. Northwest Nazarene, third, 9-5 conference, 15-8 overall. Montana State Billings, fourth, 9-6 conference, 20-8 overall. Central Washington, fifth, 7-7 conference, 13-12 overall. Seattle Pacific, 6th, 7-8 conference, 12-10 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, 7th, 6-8 conference, 11 and 12 overall. Western Washington, 8th, 6 and 9 conference, 12 and 14 overall. Western Oregon, 9th, 4 and 10 conference, 9 and 14 overall. And Simon Fraser, last, at 3 and 12 conference, 6 and 19 overall. Now, here are the women's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Central Washington are first at 13-2 conference, 22-3 overall. Western Washington, second, 12-3 conference, 20-6 overall. St. Martin's, third, 11-3 conference, 15-8 overall. Northwest Nazarene are fourth at 11-4 conference, 16-7 overall. And the first four teams I just mentioned have clinched GNAC championship berths. And the rest? Alaska Anchorage, 5th at 6-8 conference, 14-9 overall. Montana State Billings, 6th, 6-8 conference, 14-13 overall. Western Oregon, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th, 6-8 conference, 11-11 overall. Simon Fraser, 8th, 4-11 conference, 9-17 overall. Seattle Pacific, 9th, 3-11 conference, 6-17 overall. And Alaska Fairbanks are dead last at 0-14 conference, 0-22 overall.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome to the second half of Episode 6 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is the third act of the hour, Leon Anderson's Live at Snug Harbor. The tune is Understanding.